Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Okay, kids. Let's... What? All right, hold on. We'll get to the phones in a minute. I want to reset everything for the 5 o'clock audience. If you are just getting in your vehicle from a long day's work, we'll try to get you home. Let's overreact together, huh? Let's get around the campfire for some good old-fashioned overreaction from week one, where both our in-state teams looked like ass. Now, clearly, we're waiting to see Michigan play Texas as currently a 7.5-point underdog. Michigan State, we're waiting to go play Maryland, an 8.5-point underdog. But I would like to know what your takeaways from week one were. And certainly we've gone around the country with some other ones. Shout out Notre Dame, Miami, Penn State, USC is four of the most impressive. Notre Dame would be number one with a bullet. But for Michigan, it's what is our quarterback situation and why couldn't Donovan Edwards run the ball more effectively? Why is it 16-10 in the fourth quarter? Mm-hmm. And for Michigan State, I mean, I don't know. The only positive would be the stadium didn't fall down. I mean, Aiden Childs looked like Ray Charles. They couldn't line up and run the ball save for one play where the Red Sea opened up and it was a 65-yard TD. I think if I had to be positive about anything, I agree with Rico. It's the front seven. And I don't care who you're playing. I don't care how bad they are. Reminder, State was only favored by 11.5. 7 sacks, 11 tackles for loss. That at least was like, okay, this is good. But overall, if that's who MSU is, they're a 3-win football team. If that's who Michigan is, you're a 7 or 8-win team. I don't believe it's fair to write the book on both teams, but we're overreacting together. Let's make some s'mores. What was your takeaway? Because I think it was jarring for both fan bases. 248-539-9797. Rico?
Yeah, neither game was what the fan base thought it was going to be. I think both teams thought that they were going to come out there and score. I think if you're Michigan State, new era, Jonathan Smith, Aiden Childs, you were going to go out there, you were going to put up some points you were not only going to cover, but you were going to have enough points that you could see the backup QB and the backup players in the game instead of at the end of the game, you got to make a defensive stop or two just to seal a 16-10 victory. For Michigan, the same way. Coming off the national title, it was a celebration mode, and you wanted to see them beat the brakes off of Fresno State and not have it be a 16-10 game late into the fourth quarter where you need two touchdowns to kind of get some separation so that you can go. Like, if you were a Michigan fan, you probably wanted to go. Both Michigan State fan, you were hoping that you could leave right after halftime or in the third quarter because your team was so far ahead, you could beat traffic to get home.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
No, David, they did not.
David, your grotesque overreaction for your Wolverines or Spartans.
And
or,
by the way, David looked glorious at Spartan Stadium.
David, did not look glorious.
You did.
I had all my black on and I looked miserable.
Your family looked so happy to be there.
You know what
they did?
You know what looked glorious? The stained jailhouse concrete walls at Spartan Stadium.
Mike,
could we get
Mike,
a power
Mike,
washer?
Mike, we're I'm talking
sorry,
about
okay. I will say
this. You know what? You keep that to yourself.
Kenny, power wash the walls up there.
Okay. No, my kids were blown away with the troughs. They were blown away. They were like, what is this?
Old McDonald had a farm.
You know what? I would have told you, on the other side of the field, in the north section,
yes,
that's the bathroom you want to go to.
Oh, so I could have walked to the other side. Yeah. Got
that's
it.
That's the bathroom you want to go to.
It's only 2024. Only half the stadium gets a real bathroom.
Am I allowed in those bathrooms?
Okay, you're then.
Allowed. All right, I'm sorry. I'm just having fun.
Overreactions from week
one. My overreaction is Big Ten related, and it is USC is the class of the Big Ten.
Come on, dude.
They are going to play defense. They are going to dominate the Big Ten, plain and simple, because their offense – looked really good with Miller Moss. Really good. So
but they also have explosiveness and size at the receiver position. That helps. But, okay, I mean, look, you know I was high on USC to go over 7.5. I'm not talking about Big Ten championships yet. If they want to get serious about that conversation, come to Ann Arbor and do your job.
Understood.
Won't believe it until I see that. That was a really nice win on open. But they got a long way to go if they want to walk in this conference and do that kind of stuff.
My other one is I am now on board with you, Rico. You were way ahead of time here on this one. Clemson is done. Dabo is completely dead. It's over for him.
And David, it's not even the fact that he's willing to admit, okay, maybe I need to go into the portal. No. I'm going to double and triple down, and I'm not doing it. People saying I'm washed. I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. Like, no, just stop. Because even Jesus is sitting in the back of that press conference with the whole neck note. Yeah. Mike, Jesus in the back of the press conference going, Dabo.
That was live audio of Clemson's NIL collective.
Don't invoke my name, Dabo. Don't drag me into this.
Jesus likes points.
Right.
Jesus don't support them.
Like, no. He was like, I got on my red and black. I was a Georgia fan today.
Ed, David, your reaction for Michigan. Overreaction. Michigan State.
So my overreaction for Michigan is simply we have no quarterback. Alex Orji can never, ever play that position again for me.
Why?
Because he can't throw the ball. And I'm not willing to risk losing. If we're going to risk losing, then fine. Go ahead.
But don't you believe Alex Orji can move the sticks? Don't you believe with his physical and his incredible running ability?
He's very athletic, yes.
You could curate an offense that suits his skills, which, David, would feature 10 to 12, you know, QB-centric runs, read option, QB power. You could manipulate this to where it could work because your defense is going to carry the day.
But I wonder if Sharon Moore is going to allow that.
Well, I can't help you then.
Coming from the Jim Harbaugh tree, I don't know.
No, what it means is you're going to see a lot more games like Penn State. And is that the recipe for winning the Big Ten? Where you know it's just going to be 38 straight runs.
I think against an opponent. Look, Michigan, let's face it. They've only got four games that are really, well, three, where are really in question. They're going to just out-talent people on a week-in, week-out basis. They have three games where they shouldn't be able to walk over their opponent. Can you win playing that way against those teams? I don't know. Look, I want to see what they do against Texas, just like with State. I mean, if both these teams don't improve week one to two, good God.
And see, after watching USC, I think it's now four teams.
Okay.
They just can't walk over their opponents.
Right. For Michigan State, it's 11. Prairie View's the only one we're going to walk on the field and probably win.
Well, and that would maybe be my overreaction for Michigan State is, four wins just may be it for them.
If they're not,
it may be it.
It may be the under.
David, if that's who they are, that's a three-win team. I don't know where the fort's coming from.
Okay, if you count Prairie View as not a win because it's a
not unless we can get like the Windsor Surgeon Club on the schedule. They were horrible Friday, but I will wait. But I mean, I thought the offensive game plan and execution of said game plan was atrocious. And Aiden Childs, yeah, it was his first career start. It doesn't matter. That was horrific. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Not much. Just want to talk about the Michigan game. I only caught a little bit of the Michigan State game. The Michigan thing, what worries me is that the offensive line, they couldn't get anything going until 3.5 quarters in. And like you said, Michigan plays really four games, and those teams have the depth to compete with Michigan. If that O-line stays the same, they can't get better. It's going to be a long season for Michigan. I'm a diehard Michigan fan.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, Mike, here's the thing I've talked about with people. I don't know where you stand on it. It's 2 years ago that was the best offensive line in the history of the school. Last year, they took a little step back, but they were still good. If you take another step back from that after losing all five starters, I went into the season concerned, and game one didn't do anything to change my concern.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. And, you know, like, I didn't know what to expect from Donovan Edwards this year, but, I mean, I think Mullings took over that RB1 spot after that week one game. I mean, if Sherrone Moore wants to stick with the Jim Harbaugh route, I mean, he's that power running back that's going to get you that 4 or 5 yards a carry, you know, and then
I think it's a lot like what we watch on Sundays, right? We love Jahmyr Gibbs. We love David Montgomery. Why is it a split backfield? Because they're totally different players. I think Donovan Edwards can flourish in the change of pace role.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, you can even line him up in the slot because you can play receiver. And then quarterback-wise, I mean, this popped in my head. I mean, why we don't need Orgy to play quarterback. I mean, they're all C's on record saying he's their best athlete they have. Get him on the field. Let him play a little tight end or something. Get him on there for some jet sweeps, you know. Get him, like, just.
Well, Mike, what I'm saying is you wouldn't need to use him as a trinket player if you build. Look, the only comparative I can offer you, and I'm not saying he's Cam Newton. He's not. But Auburn won a national championship with their quarterback, who was built like a transformer, as the centerpiece of everything, the running game.
So kind of like Jalen Milroe.
Yeah, or what Gus Malzahn's doing at UCF this year with KJ Jefferson. Like, you can build an offense where if that O-line is good, if they had the O-line from 2 years ago, I'd be pounding the table. You just play Orgy, you run the ball 53 times a game, and you make people stop it. Mm-hmm. Rico, I'm looking for upside, I guess. We'll find out what Davis Warren is all about against Texas. Because I don't see a pathway, unless Texas is the most fraudulent team in America, I don't see a pathway where Michigan's just going to run for 400 yards.
No.
They're going to have a real passing game.
No. And it can't just be Loveland.
Correct. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
David, let's get a couple ticket texts. Rieger, you have a show coming up at 6. Please don't interrupt ours. Please and thank you. All right, let's go to David on. I'm sorry, it's just behind the glass. Rieger was hosting a show, everybody. I love
you. Yes, Jeff. He was.
He does that every day.
But sweet Jesus, I can't have David read ticket texts when Rieger's dropping F-bombs back there. Go ahead.
That was something else. Texas is about to rout these cheaters by 20. Those DBs were getting cooked by Fresno State. Wait till they see real speed.
Okay, I would be very careful with that. First of all, nobody goes into the big house and pulls that off. That's happened like a handful of times in my lifetime. And Michigan's had some bad teams. Very rarely do they get routed at home. Yeah, I mean, you got to go back to like Amp Lee at Florida State. A couple times MSU did it. Oregon did it once.
Yeah, Dennis Dixon.
But I don't trust Steve Sarkisian in a big spot.
Even though he went into Alabama?
It when the chips are down in these games, I'm talking about idiocy on par with what Jonathan Smith did the other night. This guy will do some of the dumbest stuff you've ever seen in the red zone. And here's,
so go for the jugular when you can just do the safe play?
That's right. The other problem is Quinn Ewers has never ascended to be the guy. He's good. He's not great.
You know what? You're right. Because the one game that I really thought he was going to be great, he got knocked out of that Oklahoma game.
Yeah.
Where he was on pace like, okay, this is the end. And here comes the ambulance.
And dead. I don't trust them. I don't. Now, if you believe in line movement and things of that nature, it was Texas minus 3 all summer. It's now Texas minus 7.5. It was 5.5 on open.
So if it wasn't Michigan, would you then say, you know what, I got to take Texas?
No, I just think it...
Because you follow the line movement.
Yeah, look, yes, except I have... Well, here, I know the Wolverines will never hear what I'm saying. I have a great deal of respect for Michigan's defense.
Right.
And I find it very hard to believe that with 3 first-round picks, Will Johnson and both D-tackles, I find it hard to believe you're just going to roll in and just...
Well, 7.5 ain't rolling in and just destroying them. That's basically, you know, will they win by 8 to 10 points?
I don't see it.
So I'm just saying, you're the Vegas guy. So if it wasn't Michigan and you saw the line moving that way, wouldn't you take Texas?
I make a point to not bet against Michigan. I already hate them enough that's my money.
But if it was Oklahoma State instead of Michigan.
Yeah, I'd probably take Texas.
Okay.
I probably would. No, what I'm going to do, though, is the ultimate. Exactly. What I'm probably going to do is the ultimate emotional hedge. I'll just bet Michigan moneyline, plus 250. That way, if I have to deal with their idiot fans, I win money. And if they don't win, well, I would have. That's money
that's
well
spent.
You would
have paid.
I would pay for their misery. Yes, I'm open about it.
So kind of like the Ohio State stuff.
Yeah.
You're just paying X amount of dollars to watch Michigan lose as well.
That's right.
I like
that's
that.
That's right.
That's the spite bet.
But it's an emotional hedge. But I'm interested because I do think they'll look drastically better. If they don't, well, then what Rico said will hold true. It's the same thing for State. If MSU doesn't look drastically better, they're going to find out how turtles have sex. They'll get destroyed. I mean, seriously. MSU. Yeah, MSU's going to like turtles. They don't look a lot better. Loxley will put it on them.
That's something you don't want to see.
Wait a minute. That's suggestive you've seen that.
Just something you don't want
Wait
to see.
A minute.
Whoa.
I legitimately have no idea how turtles get it on.
You don't want to see.
Okay, so the question would be not the what, but why have you seen it? Wait a minute. You owe us an explanation. I didn't realize I didn't know we were doing a show with Jack Hanna. No, what do we got going on here?
We're in the wild, and look at that turtle.
No, it's...
I think you're about to get it on.
Take him to the dental chair.
No. One of the most disturbing things you'll ever see is the male.
You with the dentist.
No, the male turtle. Just.
Okay, we'll leave this alone.
Whoa, just this sounds a little disturbing.
It looks like Sparty's going to get a preview of Testudo on Saturday, huh?
No.
All right, let's go to Robert, and I'm sorry you have to follow that up, Robert. What's going on?
It's great stuff. Real quick, I just big Michigan fan, but... I'm not going to sit here and say Donovan Edwards is a bust, but he's not the in between the tackles kind of guy. He's got that Torkelson effect to me. He's had two good game spreads. I mean, he had a great game against Ohio State 2 years ago, and then the bowl game, and then Ohio State again, and then the run last year. Obviously, it's just. We've kind of realized that he's not that in-between tackles kind of guy, and he needs to take on that sidekick role.
Hey, look, I think he's a change of pace back. I don't think he's ever going to be the kind of guy that could take 27 carries and be the pace setter. It's hard to be that type of back. I mean, if I'm Michigan, look, and I know it's one game, But he's had a couple of years where he was never able to get above Blake Corum.
And here's the thing. You can still have an NFL career being the change of pace back.
It's not Jahmyr Gibbs.
Right. It's not saying, oh, well, he'll watch. No. You just have to know where you're supposed to be. And right now, I think he's more beneficial to Michigan as the second guy, the change of pace coming out the backfield.
I would expect this weekend against Texas, he will be deployed in a different manner. They have to use him in the past. He, along with Loveland and Orji, can be their explosive players. But they have to, if they just use him that same way. I mean, I remember thinking a couple of years ago, like, this is a kid that could catch 50, 60 balls in a season. Very accomplished receiver. I'd love to see him in the game with Mullings, and you could then mix and match. It's a lot like what the Niners do. They put their chess pieces out there, and you go. I'm expecting that. Michigan State, I'm at a point where I'd start Zeke the Wonder Dog at wide receiver. And he doesn't even have thumbs.
He can catch a Frisbee sometimes. Yeah, you're right.
Honestly, our receiver room is awful.
Oh, it is.
Awful. And yet Nick Marsh doesn't play. Why?
I don't have the answer.
No, I want the truth.
I don't think you can handle it.
Just tell me.
You can't handle the truth.
God. Let's go to Kyler, 97.1. Kyler, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, Kyler. What's up?
Love the show besides the turtle intercourse. Anyway.
listen, the guy basically copped to having seen it before, and I'm like, Kyler, I can't let that go.
All right, understandable. But,
Kyler, let it go.
All right, I'll try. I can't really get it out of my head. So I want to talk about Davis Warren to start. He really can't go through his progression. He's tunnel visioned. Me and my dad are watching the game. This is just one instance, so maybe I'm just overreacting, but he's got a wide-open guy across the field. He looks at Donovan Edwards, and he just throws it immediately. I'm getting Shea Patterson PTSD with that interception, the deep ball. If he throws that maybe 5 yards deeper, 7 yards deeper, it's a touchdown. But he shorts it like Shea Patterson would have. Can't throw the ball 35 yards down the field. He's got 39-year-old Drew Brees' arm. It's just, it's terrible.
You're basically telling me you don't have a quarterback.
No, we don't. We're done for. And I meant to call in a couple of days ago and talk about it. I thought our ceiling was 10, 11 wins and our floor was 7. It's looking like the floor if we have either of those guys play quarterback. And maybe not Mike, but Rico, because I know you're in with Michigan a lot. I want to know how you feel about Jaden Davis at all. If he could somehow make a push for the starter, if both of those guys just play absolutely terrible.
Well, Kyler, I brought this up earlier in the show. I think for Michigan, it's waving the white flag, but you're preparing for your future. Now, it means that you're sticking a freshman QB in the game, and you will end up losing a lot more games than you expect. But it could be building for your future so that next year he's ready to take off and hit the ground running.
I still think your defense carries you at 8 or 9. You can't make that move. Let's see what Saturday brings first. I like turtles.
Well, the drive of the week I think is pretty simple. This week, it is an 8-play, 85-yard, 4.5-minute drive for Notre Dame to win the game. So it was basically a Riley Leonard and Jeremiah Love drive there. Riley Leonard starts to drive. Jeremiah Love finishes the drive with a 21-yard run for a touchdown to beat Texas A&M in that game on Saturday.
You're not going to go with Boston College taking a knee?
I really thought about that, but I decided to go with this one instead.
No, I can see that. I think maybe USC.
I thought about that one
LSU,
as well.
I did. No, I think
it's good to have choices.
But yeah, but Notre Dame.
Football's back.
Notre Dame, and I'm sure caller Rob is just in heaven and probably, well, I mean, I remember his father was sick, but he's still kicking himself that he couldn't be down there. I gotta say that everybody keeps saying A&M is this great place, you know, oh, it's a house of horrors. I can't recall the last time they actually won a big game.
I can't either. And it's funny you mentioning caller Rob, because somebody did text in saying, I'm going to start with a positive reaction to Notre Dame. Caller Rob will need to clean up have a cigarette, take a nap before calling in, I'm guessing. So I'm sure he is enjoying himself.
Like every now and then, like when the Lions do good stuff, I know people think I hate them, but I'm always happy for like caller DJ because I know that's his team. When Notre Dame won, I was so happy for caller Rob. Like I know, like he is about to get drunk. You know this is going down.
Because Rob is a friend of the show, we actually have audio of caller Rob.
Go ahead, Dave.
That was a really good game there. Some more overreactions here. Someone says, my overreaction is Nebraska football is back, thanks to Dylan Rayola. Another one here, overreaction, Deion to Florida State.
Ooh. I mean, the stars are aligning.
They are. They seem to be.
Because I look, Cookies and I talked about this on Cash the Ticket. Just Florida State's going to be a case study for the new world of college football where players quitting is real. Like, there's no attachment anymore to the school, and their agents are already probably getting calls of like, you don't want to be there. And you're back channeling offers to already leave. Like, think about it. Florida State's got 11 weeks left. If that's a team that's awful, I'm interested to see if openly on the big stage, a team simply goes White Sox.
Here's your case study, Mike. Do they just quit playing around week four so you could preserve this season?
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah. So that's when it goes off the rail, because it's like,
if you're
a
player agent, why is your player playing and wasting his career if he can go get another bag next offseason? And there's actually a realistic shot. Florida State will be a home underdog when Memphis comes to town in 2 weeks. Have Norvell lose to
his... thought you'd never say.
Yeah, I know.
I'm old enough to remember when Florida State and Florida were really good. Remember that?
I know.
God.
I want to admit.
And Miami.
I'm glad you said this. I'm going to admit this. I always hate when people say, the sport's better when school X is good. However, Miami's an exception. I actually do like it when Miami's good.
So basically like Miami and Michigan, villain. Right?
Yeah, kind of. They're villainous.
No,
they kind of need Notre Dame to be good too.
I like when Notre Dame is good. I like when Notre Dame is good because I don't know. It always feels like the game is bigger when Notre Dame.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would agree.
They were very, very impressive.
They were fantastic on Saturday.
I don't know. USC was very impressive, but Brian Kelly in LSU.
Wait for it. I'm mad at my family.
Family. But
dude, that is the easiest bet every year, right?
Their opener
to lose the opener
0-3 at LSU in opening game.
Why don't they need to learn how to do a patsy for the first game? Don't they get started?
It's not how they're wired.
Because if either Michigan or Michigan State didn't have a quasi patsy for openers, they'd both be 0-1.
That was 6 hours combined between the two games. I know I'm going to want back on my death.
Oh, come on! You enjoyed those offensive sets by Michigan, did you not? No.
Offensive sets would say that there was offense in the first place.
Well, you know, it's a work in progress.
I mean, there was an offense. It just wasn't very offensive.
I'm also
it
very
was more
impressed
offensive.
State was able to go to the portal and get Stevie Wonder at quarterback.
Give the kid a chance.
I did.
I wondered why he had sunglasses
he gave
on
him
in a night
one
game.
Game. No, and he wrote him off.
No, I'm
He's 18.
You can't look like that.
I think Mike just wrote him off after one game. Did you not hear that?
I think it was the first pick, Mike? That wasn't even his fault.
You wanted NFL light, you got it.
Ooh,
he makes a ton of money.
I thought you didn't care, and you were not watching the game.
You know what?
I never said I wasn't going to watch. I have a radio show to do.
Have heard this? I'm done with MSU. I don't care about MSU.
Could you imagine if Mike didn't watch the game?
You're right. Well, then I would be like some host at this place.
See, I do is throw softballs to this man.
You did.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I will say this. Two things that I overestimated. One for each, Michigan, Michigan State.
Let me hear.
I did think Aiden Childs was going to be
functional.
Yeah, was going to be. I mean, everybody talked about the infant, and it still could happen.
Of course.
But I kind of thought it would be better in the first game. And I did sort of buy in, and maybe it'll still happen, that even though Michigan lost their entire offensive line, they have a lot of experienced guys and a lot of good players behind them. But it does, you can't expect it to work immediately.
If I gave you the choice, you get Davis Warren or Aiden Childs. Who are you taking? You got to take
Aiden Childs. Come on, don't be ridiculous. Okay. Boston Balls were having fun, yeah. Clearly. Now, again, if he goes to Maryland and looks like that.
He'll look better.
Watch Davis Warren light up Texas.
Nothing would surprise me.
Yeah, nothing would surprise me at
What's
all.
What's coming that up would next? Surprise Is it an me. Overreaction Monday?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, sure. Why not?
But it's a Tuesday, I think, right?
Is it not
Tuesday?
Whatever. It's all the same.
There's no Tiger baseball today.
Yeah, there isn't. I am absolutely amazed at the furor that DJ Oogly created on social media after that game. Did you see the memes today? They were unbelievable. I mean, you're right about treating players who make money.
Yeah.
They were brutalizing him.
I just enjoyed the one that said Florida State eliminated.
Yeah.
That's my favorite one. I mean, in week two, it is weird with the new system. In week two, they're talking about the fact that, you know, you got to win to maybe keep your chances alive.
The new system allows you to lose a game early.
Just don't lose it early.
Just not all of them.
Well, right. Hold on. If they run the table, they're in the playoff.
No way.
Yeah, because they could.
If they run the table,
they would be in the ACC championship game.
Correct. And I saw an article that said even with two losses, Florida State isn't out of it.
They're not.
Because who wrote that? The Wojo of Tallahassee?
And obviously they're not going to, but they do have talent.
I guess. All right. These two.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.